Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
What will tomorrow look like? Visit a modern Oklahoma farm and you'll see precision agriculture with GPS, unmanned aerial vehicles, no-tillage farming, improved livestock genetics, and a whole crop of young leaders eager to feed a hungry world. The next generation of young farmers and ranchers is working with Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help move agriculture forward. Check it out at okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep, gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
This past week at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual convention in Kansas City, our own Leslie Smith had the opportunity to visit with Chandler Gould, lead lobbyist of the National Farmers Union. NFU has been associated with a lot of the things that Tom Vilsack's been talking about in regards to the dollar head beef checkoff and the need for a second separate beef checkoff to be put out there to basically compete with the 1985 base dollar head beef checkoff. According to Chandler Gould, that's not really the NFU position. They don't want two checkoffs running simultaneously. They want reform of the current checkoff.
It's time to re-examine that law. It's time to come back and look at it and make the checkoff program more flexible. Consumer demand is different. Consumer buying habits are different. It's only, you know, reasonable to look at the mandatory program and to reform it. Now, I think in order to be clear, NFU is a strong supporter of reform, and I'm happy to discuss what those should look like, but we only want one checkoff program in the end. Having two checkoffs, it's just too difficult to sell in the countryside. Reforming and having one is the answer.
Chandler Gould, who adds, though, that NFU would really prefer to see the 1985 Act done away with and that a new beef checkoff program be established under the 1996 Generic Act, which Mr. Vilsack is talking so much about.
If it comes out and there's going to be two checkoffs running simultaneously, our comments will be very clear that the second checkoff, the reform checkoff, cannot be activated until the 85 Act is repealed. And so we've been very clear with the Secretary that we really appreciate the opportunity to put together a reform checkoff, but it will say that it will not go into effect until the old program is done away with.
Chandler Gould, lead lobbyist for the National Farmers Union, with their vision of what a new beef checkoff program might look like, doing away with the old and putting a new checkoff program altogether in place that fits their vision. Mike Conaway, Congressman Conaway from the 11th District of Texas, has been announced. He'll be the 50th chairman of the House Committee on Agriculture. He's been named to that position by the House Republican Steering Committee. He'll be affirmed by the Republicans later on this week. He says, "I'm humbled and honored to be selected as the 50th chairman. The work that farmers and ranchers do is part of our country's foundation. And as a result, he looks forward to building on the bipartisan work of the chairman who have led this committee for the past two centuries." Of course, that includes Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, who is currently the chairman, will be stepping down at the end of the year. Mr. Conaway will be stepping into that role. You've got farm news on Ron. Two Superior Livestock Auction sales to tell you about this week. The Superior Select Replacement Female Sale happens Thursday, November 20th, 1 p.m. Central Time, 4,770 head to sell. Then on Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Time, on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com, we'll have 17,500 head to sell, 4,900 yearling steers, 1,350 yearling heifers, 7,500 weaned calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. For more farm news, always check out our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.